that Hendrick Motorsports is kind of struggling so far this season. So Chase Elliott gives us his thoughts on how the team is from his perspective.
Doesn't necessarily look like it from TV, but all your aero maps and all of your numbers that you've been crunching for years, all that stuff's different. And, you know, it's not fair to run, you know, 4 or 5 races, whatever we've run, and put a label on us yet, you know. So I think, you know, we've seen it before. You know, people have manufacturer changes, and or not manufacturer changes, but body changes within their manufacturer, and it takes some time to develop that stuff. So I do think that it could be related to that, but I think that it takes time.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
The Home Depot has free carpet installation for any carpet purchase over $699. Free installation, as in no hidden fees for moving furniture, ripping out old carpet, carpeting stairs. Fees other places charge for their free carpet installation, we don't. For carpet installation that really is free, start with carpet from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Villanova took care of Michigan last night. Were you satisfied with this year's championship game? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
We needed to play better, but even if we had played our best, it would have been very difficult to win that game with what DiVincenzo did. It was an incredible performance. So sometimes those individual performances just beat you, and you just say, okay, you take off your hat and say, good game. We played you the best we could, and tonight you were better than us.
Would you have expected any other response from Michigan's John Beilein after last night's 79-62 drubbing at the hands of national champion Villanova? Welcome in another edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way all 3 hours tonight, all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 the FM in Cedar Rapids, our North Gym frequency. Couple great baseball guests with us today. Joe Sheehan is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. How soon is too soon to worry about a team like the Chicago Cubs? We'll discuss with Joe and you today as well. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com joins the program at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll also hear a little audio from a couple Iowa football assistant coaches. Earlier today in Iowa City, we met with Tim Polasek and Derek Foster, the new running backs coach with the Hawkeyes. Not a whole lot of news coming out of the football complex, but we do have, I wouldn't necessarily call it breaking news, from the basketball complex at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And this is a no-win situation for me. I can't discuss this and keep everybody happy. I feel like I can't even have an opinion on this because people out there aren't going to like either side of this, but Isaiah Moss has announced that he's going to quote-unquote test the NBA waters. He's not hiring an agent, and if you think that doesn't sound necessarily believable, well, you're not the only one. I took a peek at the calendar earlier today to make sure that it was, in fact, April 3rd and not April 1st. But, and Alex, as we get going today with a story that I was not expecting in a million years to talk about. And again, it's sort of a no-win situation because you can't kill the kid. You can't beat him up over this decision because, as Matt Weitzel, the sports information director at Iowa, who handles the basketball program, put it on his Twitter feed, the way that the rules are written, you can't blame a kid, even as far-fetched of an NBA prospect as Isaiah Moss may be at this exact moment in time, you can't blame a kid for taking advantage of the process, going through it, getting the feedback. He's not hiring an agent. Chances are he's coming back. He'll be a Hawkeye next year. This really is much ado about nothing. Yet it's a story, but you don't really know how to handle it because you're either going to tear the kid down, which I don't want to do that. But I think anybody that saw him play this year, you know he's not an NBA player. It just goes to show how insane the college game and that rule and where we're at is right now, at least in my opinion. And remember, opinions are like a certain body part. We all have them, and they all stink. Well, I was thinking a little further south than the olfactory, but it's a family show. 319-366-1600. You can share your thoughts on Isaiah Moss and more with us on the Hertine and Stocker text line. Again, that number is 366-1600. We also have today another pair of tickets to see the Counting Crows at the U.S. Cellular Center. They are coming in September. The pre-sale for that concert took place this morning or began this morning, so another opportunity for you to win those tickets with us. Isaiah Moss, testing the NBA waters. Good for him. 319-366-1600. Maybe there was a question mark after good for him. I don't know.
Todd, I asked this question with 100% seriousness. No, I'm not being facetious at all. Where is the line drawn? Can we test the NBA waters?
He is, I believe, the 11th underclassman just in the Big Ten alone.
Okay, so this is just any player in college basketball can go at any time and get evaluated and come back. I get that, but like you said, it's a no-win situation for us, and I think it would be piling on to say that he's a guy that at this point really needs to improve every single skill imaginable to become an NBA prospect.
Now, I do want to share this. I do find this interesting. And former Iowa basketball player Aaron White was responding to a tweet from Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register. And Aaron says, and I'll read the tweet to you because that's where we're at in 2018. All we do is take stuff that other people have written or reported or thought and then regurgitate it. So, hey, I'm just going with the program here. But Aaron White says, I have no knowledge of what kind of information guys receive in this process from the NBA, but I wish this was available to me. I think it only helps the players. So there you've got a guy who has been through the draft process to a certain extent, who says, hey, I didn't get to do this, and I kind of wish I would have because I think it would be pretty helpful. And Chad's response was Peter Jok went through this. You remember after his junior year, Peter Jok, quote-unquote, tested the NBA waters and didn't hire an agent. He came back to school, and Jok says that was extremely beneficial to him to know what he needed to work on to get that feedback, and now he's continuing to chase his NBA dreams in the G League. But again, what can I sit here and say about this? Because I don't know anything about Isaiah Moss's situation, and if you think you do, well, then I have news for you. You don't. I don't know whether this is anything more than somebody going through the process to get that feedback. I don't know whether he's unhappy at Iowa. My assumption would be he's not. I'm sure he's pleased to be at Iowa. This is about a kid. But it's a no-win situation because if you try to discuss this in almost any terms, you're going to have people out there that are thinking you're kicking this kid, who's a good kid, by all accounts, a very good kid, and a decent college basketball player. So really, this is just one of the... I could be Mr. Wannabe National Hot Take Artist and run the kid down and make fun of him and say this is a joke and it underscores everything that's wrong with college basketball nowadays. Everybody thinks they're an NBA player. Good for him. I hope he gets the feedback that he's looking for. I hope he's wearing an Iowa uniform next year, and I hope his best days on a basketball court are ahead of him, and I would say that about anybody else who goes through the process. I don't think this is a Tyler Cook situation. This is a situation of a kid who just is, he's curious. He's curious. Would I be curious to know where I stack up among the people in my profession or what I want to do for the rest of my life if I were that age? Absolutely. And spare me your thoughts on the text line. I know exactly where I stack up. 366-1600. Good for him. I say good for him.
I just hope at some point for the kid that he becomes a consistently good Big Ten basketball player. I think that's the next step. I do believe that he's going to be back as in an Iowa Hawkeye uniform. And hopefully, like you said, he gets the feedback that of what he can do to improve his game, because I think there's going to be quite a bit of feedback.
All right, before we get to Josh and Ely, he wants to talk about last night's game and the TV ratings. We do have Jeff in Cedar Rapids. He wants to discuss Isaiah Moss. So let's go ahead and stay on topic here. Jeff, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, watching him this year, guys, I think he's got an above-average jump shot. He drives well to the lane. My only problem seeing him play is his defense, for one, and his inability to see the inside guys when he's got the ball on the outside key. So I just hope scouts will tell him that, your defense, for one, and your ability to see these guys cutting in the lane. So that's my thoughts. I'll hang up and listen. Bye.
I appreciate it, Jeff. And there are a lot of guys out there that are doing the exact same thing that Isaiah Moss is. How many of them are serious about leaving school and going to the NBA, and how many of them just want to know where they're at? This doesn't hurt. Who does this hurt? It certainly doesn't hurt the Iowa basketball program, at least the way that I look at it, because if you're a high school recruit who's reading the headlines, you're probably thinking, oh, Tyler Cook's testing the NBA waters. Isaiah Moss, that's a program that recruits players who test. I want to see how many times I can say one phrase before it completely makes me want to gouge my own eyes out. Test the waters. That's today's phrase that's going to be overused, but how else do you put it? One person says it, and then everybody else is like, oh, yeah, he's testing the waters.
This is all just going to depend on how hell-bent he is on going to the NBA. And whether he is just doing this to get feedback or whether he's going to leave despite what happens, despite what feedback he gets. I think a lot of people believe that Tyler Cook might do that. He might, despite what feedback he might get during this process of quote-unquote testing the NBA waters, Tyler Cook may not be back next season. Whether Isaiah Moss is in the same boat is going to decide how big of a story this actually is. Whether he's just curious or whether he wants to go to the NBA this year, because if he's just curious, I don't think that it's necessarily a big story. If he's serious about going to the NBA or really going to the professional ranks this year, then it's a little bit of a head-scratcher.
A better host than me and a bigger market radio show would take this and they would run with this and act as if Isaiah Moss was not coming back to the program next year. And they would try to drive phone calls and drive texts and ask the question, what does Isaiah Moss's departure from the program mean? I look at this and I know with 98% certainty that he's going to be back in an Iowa uniform next year. I'm not going to waste anybody's time having that discussion. I don't think this opens up a scholarship. I don't think this depletes the guard depth that Fran McCaffrey has. I don't think this does anything other than give people who maybe have a little bit of angst about where the program is heading right now more ammunition to do whatever they want with. And I say that as, would this be a good time, by the way, to remind everybody, or let everybody know that on Friday, we've got Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. He's going to be joining us. I believe he'll be in the Twin Cities. And if his flight is on time, he should be able to be with us. No problem. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com lining up a nice guest for the 6 o'clock hour on Friday. I'm looking out the window right now, and I imagine this is not how the Cedar Rapids Colonels drew up Meet the Players night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. But for a while out there, we had the white stuff coming down. Now it looks like it's a combination of rain and sleet. But I'm over this. I'm over a lot of things in the sports world. But I'm also over the weather that we've had here. This is supposed to be spring right now, and it's feeling a whole lot like winter is trying to hang on.
Yeah, this
winter refuses to go away gracefully.
Masters week and the beginning of baseball usually is a signal to me that the weather's changing and that spring has sprung, and we're going to get 50-plus degree weather from here on out, and now we're getting this. So what's the point? I'm over it. What is the point of going to a baseball game or enjoying the sports that are on right now when the weather is still like, it just drags my entire mood down. And if you thought, Todd, that when this show changed a year ago that you were going to get a co-host that didn't obsess about the weather, then you had another thing coming.
Yeah, I never got the whole thing with the complaining about the weather in Iowa. This is just, it's just, it is what it is. I've lived here for almost 38 years of my life. Yeah. It just, it doesn't mean you have to like it, but you don't have to obsess over it. I mean, I'm trying to think warm thoughts here. I'm trying to think baseball, and the Colonels open up the season on Thursday in Davenport, and they've already made a roster move today before the first pitch of the Midwest League season has even been thrown out. Trying to think warm thoughts about baseball. I'm glad you brought up the Masters because Zach Johnson's tee time was announced earlier today. He, unfortunately, is teeing off in the group right before Tiger Woods. So as Scott Unash put it earlier today in the office, it's going to be a zoo one way or the other around the tee box at that point. I know he's playing with Martin Keimer, and I'm drawing a blank on who's rounding out a threesome, but Zach will tee off at a little bit after 9 o'clock Central Time on Thursday morning, and then he'll be immediately followed by Tiger Woods. We're going to have Armin Katane, the longtime CBS broadcaster and well-known sports analyst, with us on Thursday, not necessarily to talk anything other than Tiger Woods. He's got a brand new book out about Tiger Woods, but we'll touch on the Masters and a number of other subjects with him as well. So I'm very much looking forward to that. We've really got a great lineup the remainder of the week here. Toby Gardenhire, the manager of the Colonels, is going to be with us on Thursday as well. As we mentioned, they get ready to open the season on the road against the Quad Cities River Bandits. Should be a fun season of Midwest League Baseball. The texts, the thoughts on Isaiah Moss continue to come in on the text line. I'm encouraged to see that most people are with me on this one. You scratch your head, but you don't completely disregard the decision. And unless you know his situation, you can have an opinion on it, but it's not going to count for a whole lot. And I put myself right in there. You know, when you get paid to talk about the things that are going on in the sports world, sometimes you have to talk about things and whether or not that sits well with people. See, I know they listen down in Iowa City. And you say anything that runs afoul of the party line there, and you'll have some people who won't be happy about it. So I feel like I got to walk a fine line here, but I'm not saying anything about the kid that I don't think they wouldn't say. He's not ready for the NBA, and I think he knows that. But as we said, given the way that the rules are right now, there is absolutely no penalty. It doesn't hurt. There are no strings attached here. As long as you don't hire an agent, you can come back to school. So why not go through that process? Is it a little bit of a head-scratcher that after the season that he had? Yeah, he's not an... I don't have to be an NBA talent evaluator. I don't have to be the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, although some people would say that maybe you or me could be qualified for that job, given the way things have gone the last couple of years in Chicago, to look at a kid and say he's not NBA ready. I said the same thing about Peter Jock after his junior year. I'm saying the same thing about Tyler Cook right now. He can't play in the NBA. But you listen to some of the other things that are out there, and Rob was with us on Friday and said, look, he may not be the happiest guy at Iowa. So there are other extenuating circumstances there with Tyler Cook. Not ready. Doesn't mean that those kids can't go through the process. Let's squeeze in one more phone call here. Sonny in Iowa City is with us as usual. Sonny, we appreciate it. What's up?
I think that you hit on a number of correct things, but I think that you're undervaluing the short time frame that a kid like that has to make money. He's not ready for the NBA, of course. I mean, anybody with a pair of eyes can see that. But that doesn't mean that he's not ready to make money playing basketball while he can. And I think that that is so underappreciated, given that there's a world of basketball out there. There's leagues everywhere that are paying these guys a pretty sizable paycheck to take advantage of their skills while they still have them. And basketball is not an old man's game. I don't know what it's like overseas, but I imagine there are, you know, younger and faster players every year that want those spots. So I don't begrudge a kid at all for doing something like this. And let's say that he's doing exactly what you think he's doing, which is just using the system that exists to test the water to see what the interest is. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If I was him and somebody offered to pay me a decent salary anywhere in the world to do this, I would take it because I don't think he's going to the NBA. And I think that he probably knows that.
Interesting point there, because I know Jay Wright was talked about a lot about on the ESPN national programs today. Jay Wright is the 25th highest paid coach in college basketball. He's won two of the last three national championships. And ESPN is giving him unsolicited job advice that perhaps he needs to leave Villanova, stay in Philadelphia, and go coach the 76ers, which I find a number of problems with that scenario, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit here on the program. But money doesn't necessarily make you happy, and I think he's still getting paid about $2.5 million a year, which is enough to live comfortably, unless you're Imelda Marcos. I mean, it's a reference that most people probably aren't going to get, but hey, that's part of the reason that they pay me to do this. Actually, no, it's not. 4:25, we will step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to get you up to date on all the goings-on in the Eastern Iowa sports scene today with a big board update. We'll talk a little baseball with Joe Sheehan. It's been a crazy first 5 or 6 days to the baseball season. Teams are up in the standings. Teams are down in the standings. It's too soon to worry about your team, but when is the right time to worry about your team in the standings? We'll get to that today as well. 319-366-1600. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Remember the complaints you used to get from your family about snoring? You haven't heard those in a while, have you? And how about the way you wake up feeling refreshed in the morning instead of worn out? There's no question your CPAP or BiPAP machine treats your sleep apnea and makes a big difference in your life. So keep your CPAP or BiPAP performing well. Come to CarePro Home Medical's free walk-in CPAP BiPAP clinics April 5th in Cedar Rapids or April 12th at their Coralville location between 3 and 5 p.m. Just bring your machine along and CarePro's respiratory therapist will check the pressure settings, tubing, filters, masks, headgear, and humidifiers. They'll see if any of the pieces need adjustment or replacement, and they'll replace your disposable filter. They want to make sure you keep getting top-notch treatment for your sleep apnea. You probably know the friendly people at CarePro go above and beyond, but if you haven't met with them yet, come to the CPAP BiPAP Clinic and see just how great they are. Connect with the people and answers you need at CarePro, CarePROHealthServices.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
That's the most asinine marketing I've ever heard of.
2649 on the text line, I think, is absolutely right. He calls the Isaiah Moss thing a huge nothing burger, with the exception of the fact that we are in Eastern Iowa, and virtually everything that is Iowa Hawkeye is a something burger. It doesn't necessarily mean that I have to like it or that you have to like it. But a kid makes this decision, it becomes something to talk about. Again, I'm not going to beat him up for the decision, but I can't sit here and not talk about it. I don't think people want to sit here and listen to me opine about Villanova or something they know for a fact I don't know anything about. I guess I've fooled enough people long enough that they think that perhaps I have some insight into what's going on in Iowa City. But sometimes I feel like you can't win in this job because, yes, this is a story about nothing, as is probably 75 to 80% of the things that we talk about here. But by virtue of our location, it's what you get. And just be thankful that you're not the person who has to take those ingredients and turn them into something every day. You get to listen to me struggle to talk about this as if this were somehow life and death. It's not. It's a kid, a young kid who wants to play in the NBA maybe someday, and there are no repercussions to this, and so he's going through these steps to get the feedback. But it's not a nothing burger in the sense that you can't talk about it or you can't have an opinion about it. We can do both. At least I think we can. If we can't, then I'm in a world of hurt here because I may as well turn around and walk out the studio door right now. And we can't talk about this, which is something and nothing at the same time. What can we talk about in Eastern Iowa? Send things over to Kyle. He's got a big board update.
The Iowa basketball team got what would seem to be the first real surprise of the offseason today, as the program has announced that guard Isaiah Moss has decided to test the NBA waters. He's not hiring an agent, though, which means he'll receive feedback and have the option to return to school. Hawkeye football assistants Tim Polasek and Derek Foster spoke with the media today in Iowa City. Polasek says Tristan Wirfs is playing more right tackle right now and Alaric Jackson is on the left, primarily because Jackson is more comfortable on the left, and he also said that Levi Paulson is out for the rest of spring practice. Foster said that Torin Young is the best pass-catching back and that he's coaching his backs to hand the ball to an official after their carries. Iowa baseball has had its issues with the weather already in this young season, and it's dealing with more this week. The Hawkeyes are set to host Grandview tomorrow, but due to the cold, they're going to play at 3:05 instead of 6:05, and for that same reason, they've also moved this weekend series with Ohio State to Saturday, Sunday, and Monday instead of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First pitches will be at 2, 1, and 3, respectively. The Colonels have made their first roster move of the season before they've even played a game. A right-hander Logan Lombana has been promoted to Fort Myers of the Florida State League, and he'll be replaced by another righty, Moises Gomez, from extended spring training. Gomez went 4-1 with Elizabethton last season. Tonight after the show, we've got the Golden State Warriors on the road taking on the Thunder in OKC. The Thunder are fifth in the Western Conference standings, but with four games separating seven teams, every game matters. They're set to tip at 7, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
All right, we're going to talk a little baseball with Joe Sheehan coming up in, well, right now.
Your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, Tiger Woods will kick off his first Masters tournament in 3 years, teeing off Thursday at 10:42 a.m. Eastern. Plenty of excitement surrounding Woods, who's finished second and fifth his last two starts. Phil Mickelson tees off at 1:27 Eastern. One day after winning its second national title in three seasons, Villanova back on campus, where it will celebrate tonight at Nevin Fieldhouse. The city of Philadelphia will host a championship parade Thursday morning. The Wildcats' depth, one thing that made it so dangerous this season, believes ESPN's Jay Williams.
I just love watching this team play, and JB, you said it. You said they're the collegiate version of the Golden State Warriors. They have a plethora of opportunities on the perimeter with all the versatile players that they have. And everybody has the ability to put the ball down the ground, create a shot for themselves, or make great passes like that in traffic.
Jay Williams, NHL, after missing the last 15 games with a knee injury, Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy returns tonight against the Lightning. Boston leads the East by 2 points on Tampa Bay. NBA, Lakers rookie Lonzo Ball with a knee injury will not play tonight versus the Jazz.
You know, in something so obvious, they call it a no-brainer? Well, here's a big one. Barbasol is finally making razors. Introducing the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. It's got six ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave. You can go to Barbasol.com right now and save some money. That's a no-brainer, too.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic and a filter for $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Let's keep that on the down low. It's not exactly street legal.
Welcome back in. It is 4:36, 1600 AM. Heard all across eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, where you can hear all summer long the Minnesota Twins. Baseball season is here in eastern Iowa. Colonels will be starting up on Thursday on the road in Davenport, hopefully taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits, weather permitting. Home opener at Veterans Memorial Stadium is this Saturday. And while we are thinking baseball, happy to have Joe Sheehan back with us. You probably have read him in a number of places, including Sports Illustrated. He's also got the baseball newsletter that he authors, which you can subscribe to. We'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the segment. Joe, what's the biggest surprise for you so far the first 4 or 5 days of the Major League Baseball season?
I thought we might see a tick back down in the trend of home runs and strikeouts dominating the game, and that hasn't happened. If anything, we're seeing more fly balls hit than ever before, a higher launch angle, which is the things we can measure now using the StatCast program. It seems like more and more we're just inexorably heading towards kind of an NBA-type game where, you know, the NBA is all threes and layups now, where baseball is now going to be all homers and strikeouts.
We're going to talk about this today, but a lot of Cubs fans a little bit anxious with the start that their team is off to. Is there any part of their start that should be concerning?
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about the offense, which was really not very good, just 19 runs so far. But I would be a little bit concerned about the pitching staff. John Lester, you know, getting up there in years, slowly kind of falling apart since 2000. I won't say he's falling apart, but he's certainly more of a mid-rotation guy right now. Yu Darvish at the end of last year certainly didn't look very good. You wonder if he's up to a 200-inning season. Remember, guys, he hasn't done that since 2013. So I'd be a little bit concerned about that starting rotation. It's a good bullpen. It's not a great one, so they can't just rely on the bullpen. I think this Cubs team is going to give up a fair amount of runs between the starting pitching and the defense, but I also think it's going to score a lot more runs than it did last week. I know it's frustrating to go in basically on a minor league rehab stint down to Miami and only come out with two wins, but this team's going to score a ton of runs this year.
What about an outfield that consists on many days of Kyle Schwarber, who's less than up to par defensively, and Jason Hayward, who struggles offensively?
You know, the 2016 Cubs, I think, were interesting because was it Schwarber, the second, third day of the season, suffered the knee injury in the outfield in Arizona. That team, without Schwarber, turned into one of the best defensive teams of the century. You can really go back to the 2001 Mariners to find a better defensive team. So that team's identity was defense and run prevention. Since Schwarber came back last year, and with the emergence of Ian Happ, who they've tried to get on the field, Cubs have played far worse defenses in 2017 and certainly starting this year. I think it's a problem having, you know, Happ is basically an average second baseman faking center field. Schwarber is a DH playing left field. When you have two poor outfielders playing next to each other, it's an exponential problem. You've got just a lot of room for baseballs to drop into. I've long been an advocate of Albert Almora being the everyday center fielder and the Cubs looking to trade Kyle Schwarber. We've seen them trade Gleyber Torres. We've seen them trade Eloy Jimenez. It certainly seems like the organization is willing to put up with any kind of bad defense to keep Schwarber's bat in the lineup. And I have to say, I think there's a cost being paid there by the pitchers.
I want to circle back around to the offense because you bring up the fact that they could score a lot of runs. A lot has been made about them situationally hitting and maybe that they're too reliant on the long ball. Is that a concern, or are they going to become much more consistent as the season goes along and as the weather heats up?
Yeah, consistency is one of those things that comes up when you start out 2-3 and you have a couple of shutouts, or you get shut out by the Reds yesterday. I think they're going to score a lot of runs. The distribution of runs, I know, can be frustrating. I want to say back in 2015 they had the same problem too, where they had the really bad numbers with a runner on third and less than two outs. It's just the nature of all offenses now, guys. The Cubs are going to work deep counts. They are going to strike out a fair amount. There really aren't a lot of like high average double hitters on this team. If you look at this lineup, it really is a lot of guys who are going to strike out and hit home runs. Even whether it's an Addison Russell and a Javier Baez in the middle infield, the one contact type hitter, to the extent that anybody's a contact hitter these days, is Ben Zobrist. He's the one guy you can expect to probably have an above average contact rate to put the ball in play, hit singles and doubles. I think on balance, people are going to worry less about the situational hitting when the Cubs are up 5-1 in the fourth, which is what's going to happen on a lot of nights.
Who's the bigger threat to them in that division, St. Louis or Pittsburgh? Or St. Louis or Milwaukee right now?
Oh, man, I like the first question better. It was easy. I think they're both tough teams. I've got them separated literally by one game in my preseason projections. I think the Cardinals probably have a higher upside. They've got a lot of young pitching coming through. Luke Weaver, they brought back Miles Mikolas from Japan. You look at a Jack Flaherty who wasn't even going to make the opening day rotation. Alex Reyes should be at least in the bullpen in the second half. We'll see if he starts. That pitching depth gives them a lot of options as the season goes on. I think they have the potential to get to 91, 92, 93 wins, whereas I think that the Brewers' ceiling is really capped by their lack of a high-quality starting rotation. And that's even knowing that they're going to get Jimmy Nelson back at some point. They could conceivably put Josh Hader in the rotation. They could go into the market and try to pick up some talent at midseason. But I really like that Cardinals rotation. I think they'll end up, they've got the higher, if you want to talk about threatening for the division, the Cardinals are the bigger threat.
Were you surprised at all with the Brewers' lack of action on that front as far as trying to get another starter? Because they solidified that outfield with Lorenzo Cain and Christian Yelich, but that starting rotation goes into the season really is their Achilles heel.
I was, especially when you consider, all the starting pitching that sat out there late, those good young players.
I'm glad you're talking about a first-year manager in Mickey Callaway, a guy who I thought was a great hire for the Mets. I'm kind of interested in what's going on with Gabe Kapler in Philadelphia. What are your thoughts on how he's handled that team so far in the early going?
I think it's great you asked, because I just completed the set. I've had four radio hits today, and everyone's asked me about Gabe Kapler. There's always a risk when you hire a manager who has no dugout experience that that's going to show up, and we've seen that now. Trying to bring in a reliever who wasn't warmed up is obviously a huge mistake. We saw Aaron Boone do it, but Boone did it in spring training. Kapler did it in the third game of the year. I think long-term, he's the right guy for that organization, bringing along an incredible crop of young players and turning them into a contender. I think he's going to do that. And you've got to be willing to have a little bit of patience with the other stuff. I think he has definite ideas coming out of a progressive organization, too, really, if you look at his work with the Rays and then the Dodgers. And it's going to take a little while. In a difficult market in Philadelphia, any mistake he makes is going to be magnified. And I think it's going to take weeks, probably months now, for him to live down the mistakes of the first weekend.
Joe Sheehan, hey, before we let you go, tell our listeners a little bit about your newsletter.
Yeah, I've kind of started, the eighth year now I've been doing this. Joe Sheehan Baseball Newsletter, it's an email product, comes to your inbox. It's $34.95 a year. You can get a 10% discount going through Facebook. For more information on the newsletter, I recommend people go to facebook.com. Sheehan Newsletter. There are excerpts. I answer questions there. You can use the sign up button there to get the 10% discount. You also follow me at Joe_Sheehan on Twitter. If you enjoy my work in Sports Illustrated, Baseball America, back in the day, Baseball Prospectus, I think you'll enjoy the newsletter. So people will check that out.
All right, Joe, we appreciate the time. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Joe Sheehan joining us, tremendous baseball writer, and wanted to get that Gabe Kapler question in there because it certainly has made some eyebrow-raising moves. But I agree with what Joe said there about him. He's got a track record coming from a couple organizations that have done a good job of developing young talent. And if you remember, a couple weeks ago I said Philadelphia was a team that I had my eye on. Now, do I feel good about having them winning one of the wild card spots after having seen Gabe Kapler mismanage the team right and left to this point? No, but I do think they've got some young talent, and I think he's going to figure things out sooner rather than later, and maybe things will be all right there. I am a little nervous.
I'm not quite as privy as to what these managerial issues are. I haven't watched a lot of Phillies baseball this year. I do know, however, that he was a big proponent of having his starters go much less innings than others. Has he already torched the bullpen?
He's mismanaged the bullpen, as you heard Joe there mention. He brought in a reliever who hadn't warmed up. Rookie managerial mistakes.
And I'm sure those don't get magnified at all in Philadelphia.
But you know what? The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Villanova won the national championship. I think things are probably okay in Philadelphia.
That's
if
true.
Really struggle. Now, the question is, how soon is too soon to worry about your team in the standings? It's our poll question today at Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Vote at kgymradio.com. When is the appropriate time to be concerned about your team's place in the standings? We're going to discuss coming up in just a little bit. Kyle's going to have another big board for you. Plus, before 7 o'clock tonight, we've got tickets to see the Counting Crows coming to Cedar Rapids in September. You can win them. You just have to listen for your chance. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Nothing quite like owning a high-end tool. Well, actually, maybe there is. How about saving up to 15% on that tool? It's the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Save on more than 60 of the world's best brands. Register to win a tool valued at $600. And talk shop with reps who are sure to have the best tips. Don't miss the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Do your best work.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, the gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email steve@kzia.com to apply.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
I'm fired, aren't I?
Oh, yes.
To figure out a way to mix those things. Is it just me or are they playing in the same order every single day? There are more than 6 or 8 rejoins, but it seems to me they're playing in the same spots every single day. That's problematic to somebody who only listens to the program for, say, 45, 50 minutes. They're probably hearing the same thing over and over and over again. They probably feel that way anyway, because I usually have a tendency to say the same things over and over and over again. If you listen to the program, you probably hear me 6 times a day say, Kyle's got another big board update on the way. Well, Kyle has another big board update on the way.
The Iowa basketball team got what would seem to be the first real surprise of the offseason today, as the program has announced that guard Isaiah Moss has decided to test the NBA waters. He's not hiring an agent, though, which means he'll receive feedback and have the option to return back to school. Hawkeye football assistants Tim Polasek and Derek Foster spoke with the media today in Iowa City. Polasek says Tristan Wirfs is playing more right tackle right now, and Alaric Jackson is at left, primarily because Jackson is more comfortable on the left, and he also said that Levi Paulson is going to be out for the rest of spring practice. Foster said that Torin Young is the best pass-catching back and that he's coaching his backs to hand the ball to an official after their carries. Iowa baseball has had its issues with weather already in this young season and is dealing with more this week. The Hawkeyes are set to host Grandview tomorrow, but due to the cold, they'll play at 3:05 instead of 6:05, and for that same reason, they've moved this weekend's series with Ohio State to Saturday, Sunday, and Monday instead of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. First pitches will be at 2, 1, and 3, respectively. The Colonels have made their first roster move of the season before they've even played a game. Right-hander Logan Lombana has been promoted to Fort Myers, and he'll be replaced by another righty, Moises Gomez, from extended spring training. Gomez went 4-1 with Elizabethton last season. Tonight after the show, we've got the Golden State Warriors on the road taking on the Thunder in OKC. The Thunder are 5th in the Western Conference standings, but with just 4 games separating 7 teams, every one of these last games matters. They're set to tip at 7 o'clock, and you can hear it on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
Adam Schefter reporting that the New England Patriots are trading who I thought was one of the more disappointing players on their roster last year, wide receiver Brandon Cooks, and a 4th-round pick to the Rams for the 23rd overall pick in the first round of the 2018 draft and a 6th-round pick. So Bill Belichick and company trading up in the draft to now the 23rd spot, in addition to, I believe they still have their first-round pick, right?
Yes, they do.
So with the
it has not been taken away by the NFL. 23rd,
not this year. The Patriots haven't lost their draft pick. We will talk a little bit about the NFL coming up later on in the program today as well. The baseball talk will continue. Ed Creech, MLBTradeRumors.com, is set to join us at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll also hear a little bit of what Derek Foster and Tim Polasek had to say when they met the media in Iowa City earlier today, including a tremendous quote from Tim Polasek about the articles of clothing that the Iowa football players may or may not be wearing anymore at this point. They're taking something off and putting something else on, and I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't heard it. I listened to him today, and I thought, you know what? That one will make some people chuckle. Outside of that, not a whole lot of news, although Cole Banwart certainly sounds like a guy to keep your eyes on, and we'll see. Torin Young certainly sounds as if the staff is happy with his ability catching the ball out of the backfield, so a little bit of football discussion coming up. As a matter of fact, we'll hear some of that audio in hours number 2 and 3. But right now, how soon is too soon to be worried about your favorite team in the standings? The Cubs, well, their fans are not too happy about the 2-3 start. Is it time to worry? 319-366-1600. The short answer is no. More after this.